टेक्स्ट नंबर 38। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरहि नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। टेक्स्ट 38 चैप्टर फर्स्ट कैंटो 10। मृत्युर्जन्मतां वीरा मृत्युर्जन्मतां वीरा देहेना सह जायते अद्यैवाब्दा शतान्ते वा मृत्युर्वै प्राणिनां ध्रुवः मृत्युर्जन्मतां वीरा देहेना सह जायते अद्यैवाब्दा शतान्ते वा अद्यैवाब्दा शतान्ते वा मृत्युर्वै प्राणिनां ध्रुवा मृत्युर्जन्मतां वीरा देहेना सह जायते अद्यैवाब्दा शतान्ते वा मृत्यु वै प्राणिनां ध्रुवा। मृत्युर्जन्मतां वीरा देहेना सह जायते अद्यैवाब्दा शतान्ते वा मृत्यु वै प्राणिनां ध्रुवा। मृत्युर्जन्मतां वीरा देहेना सह जायते अद्यैवाब्दा शतान्ते वा मृत्यु वै प्राणिनां ध्रुवा। माताजीस् मृत्युर्जन्मतां वीरा देहेना सह जायते अद्यैवाब्दा शतान्ते वा मृत्युर्वै प्राणिनां ध्रुवा। व्हाट टू वन मीनिंग मृत्यु डेथ जन्मवताम ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज हु हैव टेकन बर्थ वीर ओ ग्रेट हीरो देहेना सह अलोंग विद द बॉडी जायते इज बॉर्न वन हु हैज टेकन बर्थ इज श्योर टू डाई अद्य टुडे वा आइदर अब्द शत ऑफ हंड्रेड्स ऑफ इयर्स अंते At the end. Va. Or. Mityu. Death. Vai. Indeed. Praninam. For every living entity. Durvaha. Is assured. Translation and prepared by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O great hero, one who takes birth is sure to die. For death is born with the body. One may die today or after hundreds of years, but death is sure for every living entity. Purport. Vasudev wanted to impress upon Kamsa that although Kamsa feared dying and therefore wanted to kill even a woman, he could not avoid death. Death is sure. Why then should Kamsa do something that would be detrimental to his reputation, that of his family, and that of his family? As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2.27, Jatasya hi dhruvo mityur dhruvam janma mitasya cha tasmadapi harai arthe natvam sochitum arhasi. For one who has taken birth, death is certain, and for one who is dead, birth is certain. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. One should not fear death. Rather, one should prepare himself for the next birth. One should utilize one's time in this human form to end the process of birth and death. It is not that to save oneself from death, one should entangle oneself in sinful activities. That is not good. Om Agyanti Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Utapadakamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvetam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratusse Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavaneshwari Vishwano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Viksha Kepa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas, especially Maharaj, Afshin Krishna Prabhu, Adbhut Hari Prabhu, all senior devotees. So we can discuss Srimad Bhagavatam for my purification and for the pleasure of the Lordship, Shri Krishna. So here, this section is going on where now Kamsa is trying to kill Madadevki, and to stop that killing, Shri Vasudev ji is trying to pacify Kamsa. So he spoke this verse to tell him that anyhow death will come. So why you want to act such act which is detrimental to your reputation? So unnecessary, one who has taken birth, he will die. So Prabhupada is telling in the purport, Prabhupada quoted this verse to mention same point that death is certain, then why we should avoid our duties? And Prabhupada mentioned, rather than endeavoring for protecting ourselves from death and committing sinful activities, better what one can do? One should not fear death. Rather, one should prepare oneself for the next birth. So Prabhupada is telling, one should utilize one's time in the human form to end the process of birth and death. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that rather than we should worry of fear of death or fear of some dangerous situation in our life and commit sinful activity to protect it, to save oneself from it, rather we can utilize our time in this human form of life, which is very rare, for preparing for next life, to go beyond birth and death, from the cycle of birth and death. So day before yesterday we were reading this section of Srila Prabhupada, the final lesson to prepare our consciousness for yesterday's celebration of Prabhupada's disappearance. I have read this section before also once, but this time it really struck my heart. So Prabhupada is emphasizing here, it is a famous statement that life is a preparation and death is an examination. So we can see from the life of Srila Prabhupada how he lived his life, and especially how he left this material world and went back to a spiritual world. So when I was reading this section, I came across some statements of Maharaj, Satsurup Maharaj. So he writes in Srila Prabhupada Leelamrit, volume 6, chapter 55, the final lesson. Maharaj writes, while there was nothing lamentable for Srila Prabhupada in his departing from the world and going back to Godhead, it is certainly lamentable for his followers and for the people of the whole world that we miss now physical presence of Srila Prabhupada, who became bereft of presence of their greatest well-wisher and benefactor. Srila Prabhupada writes in fourth canto, the section of Puranjan, story of Puranjan narrated by Narad Muni, 4th canto, 28th chapter, 47 verse, Prabhupada write in the purport, this mortal body of the spiritual master, when the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, the disciple should cry exactly like the queen cries when the king leaves his body. So Prabhupada mentioning that when the physical body, the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, then a disciple cries for the spiritual master. In separation from the spiritual master, to a degree, when queen cries when king left the husband left, the wife cries in the Vedic cultures. So Prabhupada mentioned in one of the lecture that Maharaj mentioned in Lilamrit, that Prabhupada mentioning that when my spiritual master left, so I was crying in grief and separation of my spiritual master. No? I was not able to tolerate the absence of my spiritual master. So I was thinking, when I heard this statement, when I read this, so I was once struck, no? What it means to be a disciple, yeah? And how I am living such a hollow life, such a superficial disciple, Bahiranga Bhakt, no? Bahiranga Shishya of a master. That I don't feel any such separation from my spiritual master, from Srila Prabhupada. So, what it takes to come to that label? Ahead, little ahead, Maharaj, Satsurup Maharaj mentioned in Lilamrit, same section. Service in separation is the highest realization and ecstasy. This was the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in regard to Lord Krishna and his foremost devotees, the gopis of Vrindavan. When Krishna left his beloved gopis and went to Mathura, never returned them in Vrindavan, the gopis wept piteously in separation, in absence of Krishna. Gopis also wept piteously in separation. They so much loved Krishna that they could not live without him. And to maintain their lives, they began to constantly remember and discuss his name, fame, form and entourage. By constantly remembering him in love and by anticipating his return to Vrindavan, they achieved an ecstasy of union in separation, which Gaudiya Vaishnav scholars declared to be superior even to ecstasy Gopi felt in Krishna's presence. So here Maharaj mentioning that perfection of human life, that way we feel separation, such separation from Krishna, and how one act in such separation. No? Even meeting Krishna, the bliss, the ecstasy one experience in meeting Krishna is less than one can experience the bliss, the ecstasy in separation from Krishna. And that is possible when they were in separation, start remembering Krishna. His name, his qualities, his entourage, and his remembering and glorifying Krishna. Further, Maharaj mentioned, because Krishna is absolute, even remembering him or chanting his name puts the devotee into direct contact with him. But because there is simultaneously a feeling of separation from him, there is an added dimension of inconceivable simultaneous union and separation. This is the epitome of Krishna consciousness realization. So not they just feeling separation. In that separation, when they remember Krishna, when they chant the holy name of Lord, Maharaj mentioned, they had, the epitome of Krishna consciousness realization is simultaneously feeling separation and union. So, further Maharaj says, Jai Shishi Adaraz Bihari Ji Ki Jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshma Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Shishi Gaunitai Ki Jai. Further Maharaj says, continuing with that paragraph only, Prabhupada followers knew this principle of service in separation. technically known as Vipralamba Seva. But to most devotees, it was theoretical realization. To most devotees, it's a theoretical realization. For us also, it's a theory only. No realization as such. No? Before one, at least for me, before one can feel intense loving separation from Krishna, one must feel intense attraction to Him. I repeat, Maharaj says, before one can feel intense loving separation from Krishna, one must feel intense attraction to Him. So, when I was contemplating on this point, why I am not experiencing such separation from my spiritual master, for Srila Prabhupada, from devotees. So then this statement make me a sense that I have not developed that attraction for such personalities. I have no attachment, no attraction for them. So then I was thinking what it takes to become attracted to such, to my spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada. So, I thought it may be that I am not valuing the importance of a spiritual master. I am not valuing the contribution of my spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada in my spiritual life, in my deliverance from this material existence. I have not sufficiently valued it. Therefore, I have not sufficiently heard them or followed their instruction. So that develops such attraction. And we can see Srila Prabhupada himself was so eager to hear from his spiritual master. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur praised him. I know Abhay. I know this devotee. He likes to hear. Many instances Prabhupada proved that. Even Prabhupada, when he was working Grihastha, he especially travels to Allahabad or wherever his spiritual master is there to hear from him. So much attraction he has developed from his spiritual master by desire of hearing. So, same purport, 4:28-47, Prabhupada further mentioned, however, the disciple and the spiritual master are never separated. Because the spiritual master always keeps company with the disciple, as long as disciple follows the instruction of the spiritual master. This is called association of Vani. As long as a spiritual disciple follows the instruction of the spiritual master, there is no separation from the spiritual master. Physical presence is called Vapu. As long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple should serve the physical body of the spiritual master. And when the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, the disciple should serve the instruction of the spiritual master. So by serving the instruction of spiritual master, we can develop that interaction. And we can see life of Srila Prabhupada himself, how he took the instruction of his spiritual master. Once Srila Prabhupada was sleeping, his first disciple in Jhansi, Prakash Prabhakar. So at night Srila Prabhupada got up, sleeping with him in the room, and at night he was got up midnight and woke him up. Wake. So we have to do this, we have to do this preaching, and tomorrow this is the plan for our preaching in Jhansi or in the world or like that. He was telling his preaching plans. So he was surprised, what is this? So he said, Prabhupada, midnight, tomorrow I have to go to college. He was teacher in an Ayurvedic college. So I have to go tomorrow. Let me sleep now, tomorrow we'll discuss. Other time, Prabhupada met in, I think, New York only, Prabhupada met a bus conductor. And he thought Prabhupada was simple, some spiritual personality coming from India. and like that, some beggar or something like that, all not very, very poor, like. So Prabhupada start talking to him, and Prabhupada mentioned his plans that that there is 100 temples, the devotees are there, kirtan is happening, so many devotees are there, Harinam Sankirtan happening, book distribution happening. And he was surprised how Prabhupada, the thing is there, still Prabhupada is such a thinking of this. So when Lord Shiva instructed Prachetas, so they took the instruction of Prachetas, and the verse comes where Sukhda Goswami mentioned how they took the instruction. So there, fourth canto only is come in the section 4, 12, 14, something like that. So there, the verse come that, three words come, that they took the instruction, and what they did, dhayanto, japantasya, and pujayanto. They took the instruction of Lord Shiva, Prachetas, and what they did, they chanted that instruction. They meditate on that instruction, and they worship that instructions. And you can see how Prabhupada, getting up midnight, always constantly thinking of the instruction of his special master. Always meditating on instruction and how to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada, desire of his special master. So he was also, so much he strictly or carefully carried that instruction. We sing in the morning, Guru Vandana, Guru Puja. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Vandamuhi Savadhana Mate. So Vandamuhi Savadhana Mate. So this Kevala Bhakti Sadma Guru Charan Guru Charana Padma, So lotus feet of special master is what? Is the instruction. And that we have to keep very savadhani. Carefully we should keep with us, as Vishri Prabhupada. 40 years it took to fulfill the desire of his special master. 40 years he sacrificed, he struggled, he worked hard, tolerated whatever it comes, so that never give up, so that he can fulfill the instruction of the special master. So before achieving that epitome of spiritual realization or Krishna conscious realization, we should value the instruction of the spiritual master and practice in our life. What is that preparation? Lifetime is preparation. This is preparation. I could think of, this is one of the preparation that we have to do. Whole life. To hear from the spiritual master. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 20th chapter, 25th verse, this section of Prithu Maharaj, and there's very wonderful shloka which attracted me. It says, Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachyuto bhavan padam bhoja shudha kana anilaha. Smitim punarvismitim tatva vartmanam kuyoginam na vitarati alambare. So here, Bhagavatam mentions that sa uttama shloka, the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead should be heard from whom? From Mahat, the pure devotees of Lord. Bhavat padam padam bhoja shudha kana anilaha. So Papa translated that this, what is this kana anilaha? So Papa mentioned in the purport the Lord asks every living entity to get up and engage in devotional service, so that his mission in this human form of life may be fulfilled. This awakening voice comes through the mouth of pure devotee. So we have forgotful what to talk about achieving such separation or such attraction for the spiritual master. Now we are not able to practice the instruction of our spiritual master, not able to follow. Because we are still so much an illusion and ignorance of our real identity, our constitutional position. So much deep-rooted impersonalism is there in our heart. Because of all these shortcomings, we are not able to follow the instruction of the Special Master. And Prabhupada mentioned here what it takes. Prabhupada mentioned the awakening voice from comes through the mouth of a pure devotee. Further, Prabhupada mentioned, very important line, although when a pure devotee speaks, the articulation of his voice may resemble the sound of this material sky. May his voice will be from this material sky or it's like material sound vibration. The voice is spiritually very powerful because it touches the particle of saffron dust on the lotus feet of Lord. So Prabhupada is telling why the voice of the spiritual master is very powerful. Because the pure devotee is always meditating on the service, on the lotus feet of the Lord. When he speaks from his mouth, that sound vibration carry the dust, the saffron dust particle, saffron particle from the lotus feet of the Lord, Lord Krishna, and which transform our heart, which remove our ignorance. Smitim punar vismitim tatva vartamanam. No, our vismiti, what we are now in, it will go away, vanquish, and will revive our real smitim, our real constitutional position. It will be revived. For a conditioned soul, therefore, it is very important to hear from the mouth of pure devotee who is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord without any material desire, speculative knowledge, or contamination of modes of material nature. So Prabhupada is giving lifelong instruction to us that this is the practice we have to do whole life, to hear from the mouth of a pure devotee. Shuddha kana anilaha. Our ears should enter the sound vibration, so the pure sound vibration from the mouth of pure devotee. Then the effect will be there, the awakening will be there in the heart. Srila Prabhupada, if you see, I was hearing one that Prabhupada mentioned, in Mayapur, one Bhagavatam class, I think Giriraj Maharaj was giving class, he quoted Bhavanand Prabhu. He mentioned to Giriraj Maharaj that what Prabhupada told to him. So Prabhupada one mentioned to Bhavanand Prabhu that I don't want to, once Krishna came to me and told me, you go to this material world and write my books. So Prabhupada asked there in the spiritual world, what is this material world? So Krishna mentioned some living entities who are independent of what, they have gone there, so you go there. So Prabhupada mentioning to Bhavan Prabhu, I don't want to come, but Krishna forced me to go and do this work. So other time, once Prabhupada was awake and his servant saw that Prabhupada light is still on, so he went in the room and saw that Prabhupada was reading Krishna book. So Prabhupada saw him, he came, so Prabhupada told him, when I read this Krishna book, I cannot believe I wrote these books. When every time I read, I learn a new lesson. And then he says, actually I have not written these books. Krishna dictated it and I just wrote it. So this purports, Bhaktivedanta purports, the Prabhupada books are such sound vibration. transcendental sound vibration, which is spoken by Krishna, written by Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada also dictated it. So when we read this Prabhupada purport, then the transformation happens. The awakening voice will come. Because we are not very strict in hearing from Srila Prabhupada, from pure devotees, from our special master. So we see the delayed transformation, delayed in our process of advancing. So I could understand that going through this section, that this is what is required first. This is what is called preparation. That I can prepare myself by, I can practice this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, reading his books, following the instruction, and hear his lectures, such sound vibration, which have effect in my heart. Then I can further develop attraction for, value the importance of my special master in my life, value Srila Prabhupada, his contribution in my life. And then comes attraction and attachment for the special master. And then comes, we are so much attached that we feel separation. Srila Narottama Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Krishna Prem for him. So without getting initiation, he already was a pure devotee and he achieved Krishna Prem. Still, Narottama Thakur was hankering for the association of pure devotee or shelter, to take shelter of the special master. So much, he was ready to do anything, whatever it takes, I want take shelter of my special master. We see Prabhupada's disciple, how they feel so much separation from Srila Prabhupada. Yesterday, His Grace Bhima Prabhu was mentioning about this pastime that Prabhupada desired, okay, because Loknath Maharaj gave the report, his travel and bullock cart. So Prabhupada, as a transcendental pure devotee, desired, okay, let me have, visit bullock cart, visit nearby villages, then to 6 Goswami temples, and then finally to Govardhan Parikrama. So finally it was decided. Everybody left and the two parties were there, and Prabhupada said, I have to go, and like this. And it was decided, and card was purchased by Loknath Maharaj and everything. But later, these devotees came. Bhavanand Prabhu, Tamalkash Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, they were on the party that they don't want that Prabhupada went. Because they know, just Prabhupada started now recovery, and he's starting doing something, and the body is so fragile, if he go, very dangerous. So they came, tears in their eyes later night, and Prabhupada understood. So you want me not to go? So he said, yes, Maharaj, yes, Prabhupada, we cannot tolerate, that this, how you go tomorrow, you are so difficult. Why you want to go tomorrow only? We can go some other day when you are better. Like that, he was telling. And finally, Prabhupada says, okay, I don't want to put you in difficulty. Then Tamalkash Maharaj mentioned, Leela Method comes, that Maharaj, Prabhupada, you make us mad. Your dealings make us mad. So Prabhupada said, no, I should not do like this, put you in difficulty. Then next to sitting was Nishkanchan Das Babaji Maharaj was sitting. So Prabhupada says, see, Babaji, these disciples are so much attracted to me. They have so much attachment for me. So how have they have developed such attachment? Prabhupada disciples. Because they have surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. They are ready to do anything for Prabhupada. They have developed such dedication for Srila Prabhupada. Then comes that attachment. And then comes the cry for Prabhupada. When he is about to leave, or when he left this material world and went to a special world. So, So much eagerness we should have. Practically, how we can practice it in our life. So much eagerness we should develop to hear from the spiritual master, from such pure devotees, from Vaishnavas. It is like, what come in Bhagavatam somewhere? Samutkantha. So once I was hearing his Gajayasham Prabhu, he was mentioning what it means, Samutkantha. He was telling, you go in train, platform, and people are waiting for the train. So sometimes people go in train, and see, train is coming or not. No? They come near the railway line and see, train is coming or not, like this. So we imagine this is Samutkantha. No? Utkantha. Samutkantha. So Kantha is, so much eagerness there to hear the sound vibration coming from such pure devotees. How to develop that? No, we don't have. So Bhagavatam says, keep on hearing, keep on hearing. Just like, you see, small child, they don't have eagerness or attachment or liking for eating. Mother ran after them and gave him what not, allurements to make them feed food. But later on we'll see, these child, when they grow up, they carry plate. Mama food do, khana do, prasad do, mere ko nahi. They run and want food, bhook lag rahi hai, do mere ko. So initial stage, they don't have attraction for the food, for chapatis, especially for North Indian. They don't get chapatis, so very difficult. So they don't have attachment for chapatis or, But because they were fed forcefully, initially, when they grow up, they develop that attachment. They develop that liking for eating it. Similarly with our Bhagavatam, similarly with hearing, Now we may not have, but still let us take as a duty, as a sadhana card, as a temple program, let us take enthusiastically, with such eagerness. Then what will happen? We'll develop that attraction. In Bhagavatam, I think, first canto, 13th chapter, second verse, it comes, Istriya vitanam yad sadhu vartha. That sadhu, paramhamsa who, he is every time hearing same pastimes of Krishna and he is getting new and new realizations, new anand in hearing such bliss, in hearing such pastimes of Krishna. How much so that it is like a materialistic person speaking about a woman, Striya Vitanam, talking about woman, everybody hears, people start discussing about woman and like that. So everybody, similarly for a sadhu, when such katha, Krishna katha, discussion of Lord Krishna, his pastimes, his name, his glories, he is like so much eagerness. As a materialistic person have so much eagerness to hear about Stri Vitanam Sadhu Bhavta. We will develop that. How? By this. Keep on hearing it. So when this thing, when I could understand that we can prepare throughout our life. This is our lifetime preparation. And we have to practice this to come to that stage. Second thing which I could thought, where I need preparation. Then I thought, recently I was reading this Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Leela, some section of Rupa Siksha, Sanatana Siksha by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there this verse comes, Smatavya satatam Vishnu vismatavya sajatuchit. So there, in purport, Prabhupada mentioned, the chanting of 16 round is absolutely necessary. Everyone want to remember Krishna and not forget Him. That is what our desired state of consciousness we want to carry. Like Srila Prabhupada, last end of his life, he was just continuously reading, hearing from and hearing kirtan, hearing bhagavatam from devotees, no? Continuously able to remember Krishna and his service. The chanting of 16 rounds is absolutely necessary if one wants to remember Krishna and not forget him. Of all the regulatory principle, the spiritual master order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. So, this is another aspect what I feel. To follow the instruction of a spiritual master, I should work on my chanting. Prabhupada mentioned 19 chapter Madhya Leela, 160 verse. This section where Prabhupada mentioned about Brahman Bhamite Kono Bhagyabhandaji and how by one get the mercy of the spiritual master, and by mercy of the spiritual master get the mercy of Krishna, and then he start what is this Bhakti Lata Beach, the Shravanam Kirtanam given by spiritual master, the service attitude given by spiritual master. And when he start doing Shravanam Kirtanam, that is like watering the Bhakti Lata Beach. And then Prabhupada mentioned, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, that if somebody is doing this watering by Shravanam Kirtanam, but if he is not attentive, then this water will not go to Bhakti Lata Beach, it will go to Upashakhas, unwanted beads. And that is Karma Beach or Jnana Beach. Papa mentioned the purport. The watering is happening because we are doing Shravanam Kirtanam, but we are not attentively doing it. Then it may become a disaster. Huh? Bhakti Lata Beach will not grow. We think we are doing Bhakti, but what will happen? Our weeds are growing. And Papa, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, what are these weeds? Some of them he mentioned. Nishidachar, Kutinati, Jivahimsa, Pujalapatishta. He mentioned all these weeds. And in the verse 160, of this 19160 CC Madhya Leela, Prabhupada quote Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that because of offensive chanting or not avoiding offenses while chanting, this upashakas develop, and around 14 upashakas he mentioned, desire for sense gratification will come, and many other he mentioned. So how important it for every devotee in our movement in ISKCON to endeavor to get rid of this offenses. And I was very happy His Grace Chakravarti Pur today announced that daily we now chant 10 offenses to be avoided against the holy name of the Lord. No, I can daily, our spiritual master expect, Prabhupada expect this. No, we can daily hear it, chant it, and apply in our life. I'm conscious of these things. So, I was reading this book, Japa book, by His Guru Bhurijan Prabhu. He was mentioning this verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shastrashtakam. Why this Cheto Darpana Marjanam, and seven benefits are mentioned in this verse, but we are not experiencing this. We are still not experiencing. So then he mentioned that because second verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, why we are not experiencing? Because we have not developed durdevam irdisham nahyajani anuraga. We have not developed the anuraga, attraction for the chanting the holy names. Because we have not developed that attraction for the holy name, therefore we are not having to, we are not able to experience that seven, cheto darpanavardhanam, no? Bhavamadavagani nirvapanam. That bliss we are not experiencing. So that make me sense that how if somebody who is not attentive in chanting, then this attraction will not come. So in there only Bhurijan Bhu quoted Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, is in his book Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentioned Bhajan Rahasya, that why one is not able to come to that state of attraction for the holy name. So he mentioned four anarthas, asatrishna, tatvibhrama, hirdaya dorbalyam, and aparad. So because of this, we are not consciously trying to avoid this. We are not able to develop the attraction for the chanting the holy names of the Lord. So further he mentioned how to avoid these anarthas, how to come to stage of chanting attentively. So two things he mentioned very important to avoid these anarthas. First, stop criticizing devotees. And second thing he mentioned, we should endeavor, to avoid offenses. As Prabhupada mentioned in Paripat 160, that stop avoiding offenses while chanting. So these two things are very important, so that we could come to the label, we can develop attraction for the holy name. And these weeds are there, very difficult to, it takes lifetime to get rid of it. It's not very easy to remove. Even we are not conscious now. What weeds are there, what upashakas are there, what anarthas we are carrying. So this is one thing more I thought, I need to prepare myself. It takes endeavor. Recently I was hearing, so somebody, I think, devotee was mentioning that how Jayapataka Maharaj was used to chant very loudly, the holy name, Hare Krishna, very loudly. So once this complaint went to Srila Prabhupada, Mahaji, Prabhupada is chant loudly, something. So Prabhupada appreciated, that is good, that you chant loudly, clearly hear the holy name. You should be attentive, pronounce clearly and hear it nicely, and have concentration. So very important to endeavor in this aspects. We cannot just chant any way as we do. We have to work hard, prepare for it. And third thing, what I could feel, I need preparation to help me to follow these two things, to develop attraction for my spiritual master and associate properly with devotees and to chant Hare Krishna attentively, is to develop this quality of Tanadapi Suni Chena Taro Rapi Sahishnuna Amani Namandena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So I was hearing Gaur Gobind Swami Maharaj, he was mentioning that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy is flowing, but we see we still remain dry. We are not able to get that bliss, we are not able to receive that mercy. He was mentioning that the patra to receive that mercy is different. Like for cow milk, you can keep some steel patra, you can hold the cow milk or keep in that steel patra, aluminium patra vessel. Similarly, if you want to keep a Linus milk, then this will not work. Separate, customized patra is required, vessel is required. Similarly, to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was mentioning, this verse is like four walls. Tinadapi suni chena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina mandina kirtaniya sadahari. This is the vessel to hold the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, humility is like very internal state of consciousness. It's not very easy to see. It's not visible. Even the person who is humble, he don't feel I'm humble. He always aspire for humility. What to talk about other, seeing them, oh, he's humble, he's not humble. We see the example of Srila Prabhupada, how strongly he speaks. Rascals, he mentioned rascals, moodas. One may say, ki, hare, Prabhupada is so proud, or he's not humble. No. So, humility in action can be seen by tolerance. How we can judge or see a person is humble? By his capacity of tall lens. And then I can see the life of Srila Prabhupada. That whole life to fulfill the desire, instruction of his spiritual master, he was tall lens. Whatever it takes. Be it printing books, he's not honoring prasadam. And whatever money he's getting, he's spending for printing it. Being it going out and distributing books, getting a sunstroke, and he's suffering that, still continuing. Tolerant, whatever it comes to him, you know, going to Sumatimology, begging people for donations, whatever it takes to print books, even going to New York, and his things were stolen, so much difficulty, he was thrown out, David came to kill him, hit him, and he ran out. Midnight, he was standing alone in the street, where to go. Such tolerance is a sign of true humility. Still continuing. Never rebelling, never responding against, or, okay, now I cannot do, let me go back. No. So, to a degree, one able to tolerate, one is humble. So humility in action is by seeing one's tolerance. And humility and this both, the fertile ground for this both is honesty and truthfulness. Until and unless one is honest, one cannot genuinely practice this. Honest about himself, what is the state of his situation, his level of Krishna consciousness or whatever. So it's not possible. So, like while preparing this session, preparation for this lecture, I was thinking. So again and again, thoughts were coming. Oh, today I will give a big, very powerful Bhagavatam class, and after that people will come and appreciate me, and I get this and that appreciation. No? So much deep-rooted anarthas are there, you know, and very difficult. Giving a class on humility also, I'm feeling so proud, no? Ki this response will come. No? Recently, one devotee, so-called junior devotee, so he was instructing me, you know, Poji, can you take out some time and do this service? Can you take out time and do this service? So somehow, finally, I told, yes, Poji, I'm a full-time devotee here. So whatever you say, I'll do, no? So afterward, I wrote an SMS and sent him. But afterward, I realized, see, although I'm mentioning I'm a full-time devotee, I'm a servant, I'm a aspiring servant, but so difficult, no? False ego is so deep-rooted. I can see my false ego, that now, pull khul gaya, ki aap kehte ho, servant ho, lekin abhi, difficult. So it takes time, it's not easy. One day I desire, I become a pure devotee, or I surrender to Krishna, no? Fully surrender, or become a servant of the servant of servant. No. This lifetime is given for preparation. You have to practice it. Still I'm here and giving class because this is the way. I realize, I practice by my sadhana, by prayers of Vaishnavas, by taking shelter of Lord. I'm getting aware about myself and then serve them and purify all these things. So it takes practice, and this is the lifetime preparation we have to do. So these are some aspects what I could feel I need to prepare, and it takes many, many years to work on it so that I can also experience the highest perfection of human form of life, epitome of Krishna consciousness. So I'll end with mentioning some pastimes of Prabhupada. Lillamrita, this final lesson also comes. Srila Prabhupada's departure was also perfect. He was chanting and hearing the holy names of God. Thus, the Supreme Personality of God was present at Srila Prabhupada's passing, just as he was a celebrated passing away of Bhishma Dev, who said, despite his being equally kind to everyone, he has graciously come before me while I am ending my life. For I am his unflinching servitor. So Maharaj was mentioning how Prabhupada's glorious departure was compared to Bhishma Dev When he was leaving, Krishna himself came and gave him darshan. So Srila Prabhupada also was surrounded by devotees and in presence of Krishna in form of Namavatar, no, incarnation of holy name. Maharaj mentioned, as Lord Krishna came before Bhishma Dev, assuring him and everyone else that Bhishma Dev was returning back to Godhead on leaving his body. So the Lord, in his incarnation of Namavatar, the Hare Krishna mantra was present for Srila Prabhupada's departure. Yeah. So that day, 14th November 1977, the daytime when Kaviraj came to see Prabhupada, and he asked, "Do you have any desire? Do you have any desire?" Then Prabhupada says, "No more desire. Kuch iccha nahi." So I beg all the Vaishnavas, I am too far to even realize this practice in my life. Please give me your causeless mercy. Maharaj, please bless me. I can practice all these principles in my life and experience, and as Prabhupada mentioned, achieve the perfection of my life by mercy of my spiritual master, by Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Is there any questions or doubt or comments? Maharaj, you like to share anything? Please give the mic.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you, Guruji. Guruji, you mentioned that humility, we can see to the degree one is able to tolerate. So from that we can understand how much he is humble. But there may be some instances where seemingly we are seeing that that particular devotee is not tolerant. But our understanding may be completely superficial. We may not be able to understand why he is not tolerating. He is not tolerating because of some services. Just like we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Meenaketan Ramdas, he was insulted and he could not tolerate. He chastised. So, and if ordinary devotee like us, if we see, then we may think that, oh, he is also neophyte. But he was on the spiritual platform. So my question is, if we judge like this, then we may misunderstand. Some other devotee, we will always see that he is not tolerating, so he is not humble. And for us, we will always think that, so I am so much tolerating, so I am very humble. So again, the focus will go on ourselves only.
Yes. So I mentioned that very difficult to judge humility. No? It's internal state of consciousness. What to talk about judging others, we cannot judge ourselves. No? A humble person never feel that he's humble. If he's thinking that he's humble, he's not humble. No? When the thought comes, I am humble, he's not humble. He will not feel that I am humble. He will feel that I am so proud. No? So judging is not a point only, that we have to judge others, who is humble, who is not humble. Second thing, that it's not just external anger coming out or intolerance coming out. Prabhupada was very intolerant in some cases when the service was not happened. You know, I could remember one immediately when Satsudh Maharaj was a secretary and he sent some letter without attachment. And Prabhupada chastised him like anything. What you did, you don't know. You have sent the letter and not attachment. And he was started crying. Prabhupada was again chastising. And Prabhupada, when he started crying, Prabhupada more chastised. Okay, this is the way, this is what. And you know, like that. And finally he told Prabhupada, I'll take care, I'll send again. Ah, that's what I want. That is good. No? So you see, Prabhupada is not humble. No? Prabhupada is speaking such, no? To his disciples or maybe to outside people. Nobody can speak as Prabhupada chastise and like that. So we cannot judge this by just external, you know, intolerance. Generally, it is like something comes to oneself and one become angry or one respond or react, then it's called intolerance. But intolerance for service of Lord or disservice to Vaishnavas or service of Vaishnavas is not intolerance. No? So this point you mentioning about the devotee, that he's a pure devotee but he was intolerant. So you need to check, is he intolerant for his personal self-prestige, false ego was hit, or it was the service of Lord, somebody commit mistake and he was intolerant? Is it? Like Haridas Thakur, he was intolerant, he was tolerating so much atrocities done on him, 22 marketplace beaten, he was tolerating. And what to what degree he was tolerating? No, he was even praying for such people, my Lord, please forgive them, deliver them, forgive them. This is humility. But when it comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Nityanandabhu was hit by Jagai Madhai, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and so angry want to kill them. So this is intolerance. So is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not humble? He is Lord himself. No? All this quality are fully manifested. You understand, na? So that is the way. So this we have to see that how we can apply. And the application what I want to convey that when situations are there, difficult situations are there, one should be ready to tolerate. No? Don't try to show artificial humility. That is not humility. Saying Prabhuji, bowing down. Humility means do more service rather than, no, just I am humble, I cannot do anything. No, increase our service. So it's something practical we have to do. So many things, whole understanding is the humility, what exactly humility. But you able to understand what I mean to convey? No? It will answer your question? Yes, please. Vamshi Vanpo wants.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada is telling he was unhappy because the other devotee has disrespect for Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, he was intolerant. Prabhupada in the pulpit. He disrespected Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore we say, don't criticize devotee. Who we are to criticize devotee? Why we have to judge devotees? He's humble, he's not humble, he's tolerant, he's not tolerant, he's good devotee, he is bad devotee. This is the first thing we have to follow. Stop this. Criticizing devotee, judging them. How will chant the holy name? If we judge, then where is come amanina mandena? Where you will respect? Where you will practice this? Tanadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishun amanina mandena. Not possible. When you see your heart is so so impure, so much, then where you try to criticize others? No? When you find her heart is only full of contamination, so much impurity, so much anarthas, then you become humble and stop criticizing others. That's the way. No?
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful class.
Thank you.
I have some point I want to share. Okay. In Guru Puja, we sing that Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Aika Arna Kariya Mahine Asha. Means hearing should be with strong desire of own purification, will make advancement. Not just hearing as formality will not make an advancement. Just Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Bhuji. Very nice. Hearing for desire of purification.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned that we should have patience, but sometimes this patience becomes complacency, become complacent. Then we do not perform our prescribed duty. But what is the difference between complacency and patience? If we are not performing our duties in complacent zone, then we may get the answer that just perform duty for the sake of our spiritual master and Krishna. But there is no such attraction for Krishna and all. So how we perform also? We want some results to perform the duties.
So how to avoid this complacency?
So,
see, when we are under guidance, so first thing, if you are not able to understand and I am in a complex situation, then the seniors, you should take guidance and he will, whatever is told, you should do. Surrender to the instruction. No? We are not at the level that we can practice our devotional service, what we desire on our notes. No? It is said, in Narad Muni section, Prabhupada mentioned that without being obedient, without being disciplined, and without being self-controlled, one cannot follow the instruction of the spiritual master, and without following the instruction of the spiritual master, there is no spiritual advancement. So, we are at this level, no? We cannot work, serve on our notes, our parameters. We have to, surrender to somebody, a special master and representative of a special master. So then when it's there that you want to surrender, you want to follow, then there is complacency. Whatever it's going to have to do, it's a duty. Now I don't have eagerness. Let me do it as a duty. And these aspects are there. Just continue, keep on doing your duty, doing your sadhana, seva, and have patience for the results. Utsaha, nischaya, dhairyat, all three has to practice. So have faith in the process, have faith in the examples of devotees who are practicing from long and getting transformed. We can see the difference. So it will give us faith. Okay, let me continue with utsaha, with determination, and dhairya, patience. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I took a lot of time. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Kanthura Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.